More or less, you think?
Yeah.
Hey, the Beach Boys haven't been in concert, what, for around America very much in the last 3 years. Why have you not been? Why have you been doing less of that?
Yeah, how come?
Well, it all stems from a little problem with Capitol Records and little image problems that we'd had. And as much as they'd been promoting us as the number one surfing group in America.
Number one what?
Surfing group.
Yeah.
And in times which surfing wasn't as relevant as other things that happened to come along, like demonstrations and wars.
When did you last, in your own opinion, do surfing music, as it were?
Well, surfing music was just a title, just a sort of a, you know, some kind of a... It wasn't really anything but rock and roll music with our particular brand of harmony, which was culled from the Four Freshmen.
Because the other thing you got lots of publicity for, of course, was everything to do with the Maharishi and so on. Do you still go along with or believe in all of that?
Well, yeah, it's just meditation. A half an hour in the morning and in the evening, and it works really good for me.
It's transcendental meditation.
Yes, transcendental.
Straighten that out. To differentiate that between, like, about 13 dozen different kinds of Indian meditations, this is transcendental meditation.
What's the difference between the various forms of meditation?
Well, I've never done the others, but I know that this is specifically, you know, intended to do one thing.
Which is?
That is to help you operate from a pure consciousness. A base of consciousness, pure consciousness, that we don't actually have right now.
What do you do? What does it mean you need to do transcendental meditation?
It's really simple. You just are taught a technique which you do once in the morning, once in the evening, and it helps neutralize the tensions that are gained through living and throughout day-to-day type of existence. In this high-pressure type society we're in, we all need something that can relieve the stress.
And what do you do morning and evening, in fact?
Just sit quietly, eyes closed, in as quiet a place as possible, and just using the natural, normal thought process, you're given a mantra, which is a word sound that lowers your metabolism to a point that's deeper even than deep sleep. The rest you gain in deep sleep. Well, this goes even somewhat deeper, maybe another 10% deeper than deep sleep.
And do you try and think about nothing or think about something?
Now, that's where transcendental meditation is completely different than other forms of meditation that you might hear about. Transcendental meditation, you don't try to think of anything, you don't try to concentrate or block out any thoughts. It's just a natural, normal process.
And how would it, if people in our audience, for instance, were to start it and do it properly, how would it change their lives, do you think?
Well, in the first place, it would rid everyone of tensions and enable them to relax and enjoy life more, get more enjoyment out of
energy.
Life. It gives you greater energy with which you can carry out any particular phase of activity you're engaged in, whether it's your work or pleasure.
Anything.
It can help in any facet of life.
It's what we get from reading the Reader's Digest. I mean,
that's sort of fleeting.
Hey, you've got a set of carrots, which we're delighted you brought along, because we do like our groups to bring carrots with them.
Oh, yes. I noticed that. Every time we watch a show, you know,
yes,
a lot of
know.
Bunnies.
Oh, really. It's the carrot show. And what...
I'd like to honor you with one.
Thank you very much indeed. I don't feel I've done anything really to deserve this.
Could we'd like to ask other people in the audience to join in with us on this.
Yes, you can. Can I lend them half of my carrot up there?
There we are.
Is this is the start of a song, is it? I mean, it's not just a distribution of... This is the song.
This is it.
it's just a carrot distribution and maybe a song as well. Who knows? This show is brought to you by Springer's Carrots. And I think I hear a song coming now.